This is episode 128 of the Rohit Radio Show. Let's begin. Here are 10 tips to improve your financial situation. Number 1, write down your numbers. Most people never do this. They are scared to look at their numbers. They are scared to face the truth. Well, if you do not know where you are, how will you know where do you want to go? So write down your income, expenses, assets, liabilities, and cash flow. And begin the process of thinking about how you can increase your income, rationalize your expenses, expand your asset base, minimize your liabilities, and increase your monthly cash flow. Number 2, sell your books. You might be having a shelf full of books which you have already finished reading. You may never intend to read those books again. So why keep them? Why not sell them for whatever price you get and invest the proceeds in gold and silver? Gold and silver at least maintain their purchasing power over a period of time. This way you will convert an idle object into a wealth preservation tool. Number 3, convert your cash to gold and silver. Cash in the bank is like stagnant water. Stagnant water is never healthy. Similarly, cash keeps losing value due to inflation. Why hold on to something that the central banks all over the world are printing in the trillions? Get rid of the cash and store your wealth in gold and silver. As I mentioned, gold and silver have maintained their purchasing power for 5,000 years of recorded human history. Number 4, upgrade your skills. More skills means more awareness. More awareness means better choices. Better choices means better results. Better results means more productivity. More productivity means more income. And more income means more cash to invest. More cash to invest means more assets. More assets means more passive income. And finally, more passive income means financial freedom. So why not take the time to upgrade your skill set and use those skills to raise your standards? Number 5, start a side hustle. Almost all of you would agree with me that relying on a single source of income for life is a stupid idea. Why not start a little venture which puts some extra money in your pocket? See, even an extra $500 or $1,000 would make a meaningful difference in your life. Number 6, redeem your mutual funds. See, investing in a mutual fund is like giving away control over your money to someone else who is supposedly smarter than you at managing your money. Here is a basic rule if you want to achieve financial freedom in your life. Never give control over your time and your money to anyone in your life. The more in control you are, the more you will grow as a person. The more you lose control, the faster will be your decline. Invest in your own financial education. Invest in your own personal development. Investing is not something that can be outsourced like medical services or legal services. For example, mistakes made by doctors and lawyers can be rectified. However, financial mistakes made by fund managers might take years to recover from. Number 7, read books on investing. How many books have you read on the subject of investing? Have you assumed from the beginning that investing is risky? Have you already assumed that investing is all about mathematics and numbers? Why not pick up a book on investing and start to increase your awareness? You might end up concluding that investing is just common sense and not something that is very complex in nature. Many of the greatest investors of our time began their journey by reading a book on investing. Number 8, eliminate all the unnecessary expenses. Do you spend money on things that you do not need just to please others? Do you spend money on things that you think will fill the void in your life? If your answers to these questions are a yes, then you are wasting your valuable resources, which could have been put to better use. Number 9, find a mentor. Do you believe in reinventing the wheel? If yes, then God bless you. If no, then does it not make sense to find someone who has already achieved what you want to achieve in your life? That human being is called as a mentor. A true mentor can save you years of wasted time and effort. The money that you save by eliminating your unnecessary expenses should be invested in learning from a mentor. Number 10, learn to say no. How many times have you said yes to something that you don't want to get into? Obligatory work is meaningless work. Purposeful work is magnificent work. Say no to almost everything in your life, except for those things that are in harmony with your goals and purpose in life. Warren Buffett once said, "The difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is that a billionaire says no to almost everything that comes to him." So those were the 10 tips I wanted to discuss in this week's episode. Hope this helps you. Thank you so much.